You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. It's a tiny home in the corner of a building. Who do you think lives here? Perhaps mice? Something makes me think not. Let's open the door and meet two of the most determined people you've ever seen. Today's story is called The Tiny Doctors. In the bustling town of Willow Creek, filled with large and boisterous people, there lived two tiny doctors named Ellie and Max. They were only 2 inches tall, and so, to avoid getting stepped on by the large, busy people in town, they lived inside the corner of a building with its own itty-bitty little door and thumb-sized welcome mat. Ellie and Max would wait until all the large bakers and bikers, teachers and preachers had quieted down after the evening's rush hour to take their evening walk. It was a shame that they had to be so very cautious and virtually hide themselves away, because Ellie and Max had the most brilliant minds in all of Willow Creek. Ellie was a wondrous whiz when it came to medicine, with an absolute heart of gold. She knew how to mend every scratch and wound and never felt squeamish at the sight of an injury. Max was her perfect partner, cool under pressure and ready to dive in with his chemistry and biology talents whenever asked. He could diagnose most ailments, and if Ellie needed a medicine made up, well, Max would always be able to deliver. The only issue these two talented, tiny doctors had was a lack of patience. You see, because they were the size of a toe, the other citizens of Willow Creek didn't take Ellie and Max seriously. Instead, when the busy big people of Willow Creek weren't stomping around without a thought for Ellie's and Max's safety, they were teasing their tiny neighbors, likening Ellie and Max to toys or decorations. This left the two medical whizzes feeling very discouraged indeed. But even though the community didn't support them, Ellie and Max simply couldn't give up on their dream of being able to tend to patients with their medical skills. After all, they loved being doctors. They continued to spend most of their time reading medical books and practicing their skills on their own. One day, a terrible flu epidemic hit Willow Creek, and the town was thrown into chaos. People were getting sick left and right, and the town's only big doctor, Dr. Wilson, was overwhelmed by the number of patients coming into his office. Ellie and Max knew they had to help, even though Dr. Wilson had often smirked at their ambitions. They mustered up all of their confidence and made their way towards Dr. Wilson's clinic, darting between the thundering footsteps of large people all around them. Ellie and Max put their own safety in jeopardy to help the very people who had looked down on them for so many years. As they got close to Dr. Wilson's clinic, they saw a sick little girl sitting on a porch stoop looking terribly ill. She was shivering and coughing and clearly feeling miserable. Ellie and Max ran to the little girl just as quickly as they could with their tiny medical tools. When they got close to her, Ellie climbed up onto her shoulder gently to make sure she was heard over the noise of the town.
"Little girl, what is your name?" Ellie asked.
"Lily," the little girl sputtered. "Oh, I feel so terribly ill," she moaned.
"Don't worry, Lily," Ellie assured her. "I know that my friend and I look small, but we know a lot about medicine, and we're going to make you feel better."
With that, Ellie and Max sprang into action, using all their tiny instruments and medicines to treat Lily's illness. They stayed by Lily's side, checking her temperature every hour. Big people walking by chuckled to themselves.
"Huh! Why, there's no hope for that little girl. Certainly not with such tiny doctors," one man in a suit said derisively on his way past.
"Oh, there's no hope for any of us," wailed another woman who was clearly also suffering from the flu. But to everyone's surprise, after a few hours, Lily started to recover rapidly. Her fever broke and her cough subsided. She was soon back on her feet, feeling better than ever before. Word of the tiny doctors, Ellie and Max, and their amazing healing abilities spread quickly throughout the town, and soon people started coming to them for help in droves. Even Dr. Wilson, the town's only other doctor, came to see them and was amazed by their expertise. Ellie and Max were thrilled to finally be able to help others, and they became very popular in Willow Creek. People came from far and wide to see the tiny doctors, and they even received requests for help from other towns. Ellie and Max had proven that their small size didn't matter and didn't define them. They were capable of achieving the biggest dreams, anything that they put their minds to. Years went by, and Ellie and Max continued to be the most respected and beloved doctors in all of Willow Creek. They traveled on airplanes all over the world to speak at medical conferences, and their cutting-edge medical techniques saved countless lives. They had come a long way from being dismissed as mere toys and decorations to becoming respected and celebrated doctors. Ellie and Max, the tiny doctors, knew that their big success had not come easily. They'd faced many challenges along the way, but they also knew that their hard work and determination had paid off and that their efforts had made a big, positive difference in the world. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.